This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The world has been fundamentally changed by Ukraine. And that's it's true, although nearly all Western coverage has been scaredy cat and sort of stupid. Russia expected to waltz into Ukraine, and it didn't. They couldn't. Russian forces have failed in all of their objectives, and 1,000 Russian soldiers die each day of the assault. In the 4 days prior to today, 4,000 have died. And that's twice the number of people we lost in Afghanistan over 20 years. And no, Kiev was never surrounded, and Zelensky lives, and the airport near Kiev was retaken by local Ukrainian forces, in essence, state-level reservists who retook the airport from the Russian elite troops. I don't even know what that means anymore when you say elite troops. And what this means is that the myth of Russian might has been broken. Modern warfare is a different animal altogether, and these guys supposedly had the edge on a lot of things, and it's not panning out. And it doesn't matter if the war isn't over. This is evident from the last 4 days. And there really are no reserves to be thrown in, or they would have been thrown in already. Then there's the myth of Russia posing no threat, that it is a normal country if a bit misunderstood, that it is anything other than a primitive dictatorship, that has detonated in the face of everybody that's tried to put that one out there. And believe it or not, that myth was held even in the higher reaches of NATO. And hence why they never paid their portions of what they had to pay into NATO. Definitely including Germany. Germany, for the first time since World War II, is sending war material to a war zone. And they voted to double their piddling 1% of GDP for armed forces spending, and they suspended Nord Stream 2. Even Portugal is sending war material to Ukraine. Not to be outdone, the European Union has decided to purchase equipment to send, because the EU has no army from which to send things from. Even sport organizations are recognizing the outlawed nature of Russia. And that means that Russia has been recognized as an international pariah. Or as many Eastern Europeans say in the region, they refer to them as Mordor. Thirdly, it's certain now that Ukraine at some point will try to join the European Union and NATO. Maybe not soon. But in the Ukraine, they want to be a normal country. That is undeniable. And their will to accomplish this is astonishing. It's forged in fire now. And note, with Poland and Lithuania, countries with which they have been associated for hundreds of years, they would form a bloc larger in population than Germany. And needless to say, this would change the balance of power within the countries of Europe and of the EU as well. So what this means is that Ukraine wants to be normal, and they're not going to accept any level of Russian dominance at all. Ukraine's people now despise the Russians. And to use social media parlance of recent days, they're not going to give in to the orcs. And this is why, I sort of like Representative Tulsi Gabbard. She's pretty good, pretty even. She might actually be a liberal Democrat, a real liberal Democrat. But in some things with this, she's wrong. She's repeatedly insisted that America should have told Russia that Ukraine will never join NATO. You never do that. You never get out there. You never say never. Never saying never means that leaves doors open. That's wrong. You must always leave the door open for these countries that have hope to become fully Western. And to do otherwise would be to give such countries over to the forces of evil for them to do what they like with them. Now Ukraine has hope. And the hope and desire for decency is inspiring their fight. And in many ways, they're winning this fight. So the question becomes, how did Russia make such a miscalculation? And we see it here. We see it here on a regular basis. Putin perhaps believed his own propaganda. I don't know. But that's not really it. Now, consider if they'd been invading Lithuania and they'd killed civilians indiscriminately. Lithuanians are not Slavs, and the Russians know they aren't wanted there, and they hate Lithuanians for it. The Russians saw the Ukraine and Ukrainians as part of themselves. That's why they wanted to go. That's why they wanted to invade. The invading Russian soldiers were given strict orders not to harm Ukraine civilians, which proves the point. And it also proves the fundamental problem. Russian soldiers don't know why they are there. They have no motivation. They believe the Ukrainians would welcome them with open arms. They believe they would love them. And they don't get that the reverse is true. Some Lithuanians in Ukraine report that the Russian armed forces seem to be sleepwalking. And all this is accomplished in Ukraine is that the ethnic Russians living in Ukraine are joining the Ukrainian armed forces. And they hate the invader to death. So what's next? Well, Russia will lose. They've already run out of many types of munitions and fuel. You cannot let the soldiers go unfed and without ammunition. This war is costing them unsustainable sums, the freezing of its central bank reserves, other with the other economic sanctions taken by the West is beginning to create unheard of inflation. Hundreds of tanks and armored carriers blown apart or abandoned line the road to Kiev. Ukraine's going to have to hold out for some time longer, and they probably will. I mean, look at what they've done. They turned on a dime. It was impressive. It was impressive. I still don't have, as far as I'm concerned, still don't have a dog in the fight. I don't think we should go over there, but I don't know if we're even needed. Now, if you think I'm exaggerating, or if you think I'm exhibiting wishful thinking, you're wrong. You're wrong on that one. In their language, and I don't know how to pronounce the words, but in their language, a lot of them are running around saying Slava Ukraini, which means glory to Ukraine. So now, my next question becomes, are we capable of that if we had to rise to that occasion? Can we make that happen? Can we do it? I don't know. Time will tell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Guns are among the most restricted consumer goods for sale in the United States today. I mean, name it. Name it. You don't have to undergo a background check to buy a blender. Nobody bats an eye about a microwave on a college campus. Yet firearms are a different matter altogether. And part of that is understandable. Because guns aren't microwaves. And I'm not trying to imply that they are microwaves. But where is the right to keep and bear microwaves in the Constitution? Guns are different. We have to fight in order to have the right to carry a firearm in various places, including schools. And not everybody understands why we're fighting for that. Though, that is made clear by a student op-ed titled, Protect Students, Not Guns. So let's start with this framing. While the author may not have penned this particular headline, those are often changed by editors, the idea here is that it's an either-or thing, and that everybody sees it that way. I don't. I look at guns as a means to protect students. Shootings are happening despite all the various gun control laws on the books. And that's not, you know that's not going to change. So, what I'm looking for is for regular people to be good people to be empowered to be able to protect themselves with their own guns, and by extension, that specter creates protection for others. And the author disagrees. And after sharing an anecdote about people mistaking a balloon popping for a gunshot, which is clear evidence they've never been on a range, we get to the meat of the push here. And so here it is, verbatim. While many liberal politicians are starting to back stricter gun control legislation, there lacks a direct focus on the protection of students, which has resulted in over 292,000 students witnessing this sort of gun-driven terror at school before even reaching college age. Lawmakers need to narrow their immediate focus toward banning guns from school grounds, K-12, and college campuses alike, especially as 2021 saw the largest number of school shootings in the past two decades. And as of today, there are no federal laws that explicitly restrict guns on college campuses, leaving the decision to the discretion of each state. Only 16 states have enacted a ban on concealed weapons on campuses. K-12 campuses, on the other hand, have slight federal protection through the Gun-Free School Zone Act that aims to regulate gun possession in and near these schools. However, the act has a major loophole that exempts those who are licensed by a state to carry a handgun. Given this law was enacted back in 1990 and there have been over 300 K-12 school shootings since then, something clearly isn't working. I'm not really sure that I like this implication that somehow the loophole that allows somebody who's been vetted a lot is somehow responsible for the shootings at the K-12 schools. And the reason they make mention of the loophole is because you're trying to make that implication. They're trying to say that you, me, the regular law-abiding gun owner that carries a gun, has a permit, maybe you live in a state where there's constitutional carry, we're the problem. We're the problem. And it should be noted that absolutely none of those 300 school shootings since the law was enacted or before then were carried out by people with a carry permit. I mean, in California, for years, they only just recently did away with it. In California, if you had a carry permit, you could carry a gun in the school. You could carry a gun anywhere a cop could carry a gun. So, in other words, the author is making a connection in an effort to muddy the waters. And that's always what they do, and they continue to do this as well. So, currently, 33 K-12 schools lack definitive laws against faculty carrying guns. And as of 2012, around 75% of university police departments carried guns. And despite this freedom, some states are fighting for even looser gun restrictions on school grounds, and others are making it easier than ever to obtain a gun in the first place. That's a problem for them. Then he goes on to say, what initiatives like these fail to acknowledge is that adding more guns to the equation won't decrease gun violence rates and may actually do the opposite. Many of the states that are fighting for these looser restrictions and that are already allowing faculty to carry guns are also the states with some of the highest rates of gun-induced deaths. Now, notice that this is not homicide. This is gun-induced death. What is a gun-induced death? Well, they mean both homicide and suicide, plus accidental shootings and justified homicide. And that's a terrible data set to use to justify disarming people. Because that's a bunch of different things. That's four different things altogether. If you get rid of drug-related homicide, right? If you get rid of gang-on-gang, gang-member-on-gang-member homicide, you get, I don't know, what do we got, 2,500, 3,500 homicides? That's too many, but it's in a nation of 330-plus million people with 500 million guns. So I'm just wondering where this whole gun issue, why is it about the gun? Now, the guy who wrote this is not going to look at these numbers critically. They've got their mind made up, and confirmation bias is a hell of a drug. And what the author and people like them fail to understand is that guns are not the issue. A gun in and of itself doesn't do nothing. It's a matter of whose hands the gun finds itself. In my hands, it's a tool. It's a tool for good. It's a threat to no one. But if you put it in the hands of a violent felon, now you've got a different matter entirely. But some people have dedicated their lives to inhibiting our ability to defend our family, all while knowing at least some level of these new laws will have negative, very little impact on criminal behavior, if any at all. And this author, well, he's just the latest example of that. And, you know, they come out all the time. It's a constant thing. I would enjoy it if it wasn't so stupid. If the basis of it was not so stupid. How do you take a bunch of people and protect them by making them defenseless? How does that work? With no means. While we've got police pulling back, Sorosian DAs, all this stuff going on right now. How does that happen? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along, but Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
We should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. And of course, we know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan, the American people want answers.
Blackburn also reminded us that the United States will not stop buying Russian oil and that we continue to buy over 600,000 barrels per day. And in a big disappointment yesterday for baseball fans, the spring season has been pushed back for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. The league has started canceling games after the Players Union rejected the latest offer to end the three-month lockout. This is USA Radio News. The president spoke for a short time on one thing that is hurting all Americans. With that story, here's USA's Tim Burr.
Inflation is robbing them of gains they thought otherwise they would be able to feel. I get it.
President Biden touching on an issue that many families are struggling with in the United States during his first State of the Union address. This, as a new NPR PBS Marist College poll, shows 56% of Americans calling the president's first year in office a failure. The president continues with why he believes inflation is at a 40-year high.
Our economy roared back faster than almost anyone predicted. The pandemic meant that businesses had a hard time hiring enough people because of the pandemic to keep up production in their factories.
There is some improvement in the latest COVID numbers. Cases over the last 2 weeks are down by 59% to just under 60,000. However, the average daily COVID deaths are still sitting at 2,000 per day, and the total confirmed deaths at almost 1 million. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
TheGuns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Ukraine is dealing with a lot right now, but one of the smarter things they did was to recognize that an armed populace would be an asset. They expanded gun rights in the Eastern European nation leading up to the invasion, but they weren't completely forbidden before that either. But the major news networks seem to have completely ignored that part of the equation during their coverage of the buildup. So on Wednesday, hours before the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Rada, or the parliament, advanced legislation that would allow Ukrainian civilians to own firearms as they stared down the bear that was eager to wage war on and conquer them. And it's another obvious example of why civilian firearm ownership is important and vital to a free people. Yet it wasn't worth any airtime on the broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, that night or Thursday. Citing local Ukrainian reporting, the Reload, Stephen Gutkowski reported 274 of the country's 450 elected representatives voted for the bill, according to the local media outlet Ukrinform. The bill would formalize the country's gun laws, allow more civilians to own and carry guns, and allow them to be used for self-defense in more places. Canada-based CTV noted that the move came on the eve of one of Europe's most precipitously bad crises in decades, and after Russian President Vladimir Putin recognized two areas of eastern Ukraine as independent and ordered troops to be deployed to eastern Ukraine. NBC Nightly News did note this distribution of weapons on Thursday, and yet reporter Aaron McLaughlin spoke with a member of the Ukrainian parliament who never shot a weapon before, but this was among those ready to take up arms. Most of the media failed to note that the legal moves prior to the invasion. And the question has to be, why? Why would they do that? Well, the answer is pretty simple. They're the same networks who play to host to people who tell us that our AR-15s are useless against tanks and attack helicopters. They don't want to see that on the eve of the invasion, a sovereign nation turned to armed citizens to help defend their homes. They don't want to see the fact that tanks don't run without fuel, that helicopters don't run without fuel, that they cannot wage war without ammo. They don't want to see that troops, demoralized troops, are not fighters. They don't want to put that out to you because that would disturb the narrative. That would disturb the narrative. And interestingly, I had Paloma Capana on the show last week, I think it was, and we were talking about how this is happening now while they're trying to press everything on the January 6th faux insurrection. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're not telling you about what's going on in Ukraine. They'd rather keep you ignorant of how Ukrainians recognize that they needed those armed citizens if they're going to have any hope of fending off the invasion of a more powerful neighbor. And if we were to recognize that fact, many would be far less hesitant to back things like assault weapon bans or magazine restrictions. See, this is one of the scenarios the Founding Fathers feared and recognized the role armed citizens can play. And they're doing this in Ukraine. This is a case study. This is an example of what the Founding Fathers thought and what they were seeing and what they were forecasting. And it's happening in Ukraine. That could just as easily happen here, couldn't it? You got what? You got 67% of the Democrats that think that it's really cool what was happening up in Canada over a peaceful protest. There were no fires in the background while the Canadians were out there saying, yeah, tonight we're out here, we're all doing all the good things we can do, except we can't move because of the trucks, eh? That was not happening. The right to keep and bear arms is something that any invader has to fear. And the networks, of course, they would rather you not think about that because they want people to view guns only as something to fear, not something that can be used to protect. And right about now, the Hughes Amendment looks awful stupid. Because the Ukrainians just gave out, what, 10,000 fully automatic AKs of some sort? I don't even know what the issue weapon is. Is it the AK-102 nowadays? I don't know. Or the AK, what would it be? Something, the AK-12? I don't know. I don't know what the latest iteration of the AK is. I have shot genuine Soviet AKs in my time. As a fully automatic weapon, it is without peer for a man-portable gun. It's much better than the M16 or the M4, whichever M you want to put out there. And they've been giving them away. I wonder how many magazines they give and how many rounds of ammo they're giving. It's something to behold. This is all happening in real time, too. This is why Switzerland's never been invaded. Because the entire country's coming at you. You breach the border, and here comes the entirety of the Swiss people at you. Even the guys that, you know, even when they retire, when they get past the age where they have to be part of the militia, they get to keep the weapon. And that's interesting to me. And now we see an example of this playing out. Everybody's been like, well, we've never seen this actually happen before. Well, now we are. Now we are. So, congratulations, that works. The word is getting out. I know it's not something you wanted to, allow, maybe, I don't know, but whatever it is, whatever's going on, we get to see it happening in real time. Social media, all of these things that, you know, with social media. That's why social media has always been a double-edged sword. Everybody talks about, well, social media, they're going to take us down and everything, but not necessarily. They're going to, they'll also let us know what's coming or what's happening. And we're getting that. We get to see this in real time. From where we are, from where we're sitting, wherever you are in the United States, you get to see that if you just go check out Twitter or YouTube or Facebook or whatever. You get to see, just search it. The fact that the media is covering, is not telling you about that, and the fact the media is not telling you about what's happening in, say, in Beverly Hills, where the old money of Beverly Hills is getting out there saying, we want guns. The whole leftist circle is closing in on their backside. Except for Chase Boudin, even though he's up for recall election. Now he's come out with another thing. And I did not know a district attorney had that much power. Makes me sort of envious. I might want to run for that wherever I'm living. I don't even know if we elect those guys here. I'm just not sure. In any event, that's what's going on. And they don't want you to know about it. But now you do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, if you think a 20-something ought to be put in jail for 35 years, federal prison for 35 years, because he tried to download some musty academic journal articles without permission, then you're probably a lot of things, but one of them is not conservative. And you might be relieved to know that Aaron Swartz, one of the internet geniuses behind RSS, which everybody that puts out a podcast is beholden to, and Reddit.com, will not be in prison for a third of a century. But that's because the fragile young man hanged himself after the United States attorney prosecuting the case generously offered him the alternative of pleading guilty to a felony, paying a crippling fine, and going to prison for 6 months. What kind of fear is that, where you get out there and you say to yourself, the only thing I can do is kill myself, that I can live with? And I guess all of those feds can rest easier, know that he's no longer a threat to the good old American way of life. And this is a disgrace. We should be ashamed that this is happening in our name. It is happening in our name right now. And conservatives should take the lead in putting a stop to it. Now, if this were an isolated case, there would be one thing. That would be one thing. But the explosion of new ridiculous federal crimes, compounded by prosecutors who have lost all sense of perspective and are not held accountable, that puts every one of us at risk. As law professor Glenn Reynolds, the legendary Instapundit, has observed, most Americans commit several felonies a day. They just don't know it. And that's simply unacceptable in a free society. And part of the reason for that is a very lazy Congress, where the folks paid to debate, consider, and make laws simply delegate away their responsibility to a bureaucrat in a federal agency who then issues some idiotic regulation with the power of criminal statutes. And that's how it came to become a federal crime, punishable by a fine in prison, to jailbreak your own smartphone. In the old days with the iPhone, when the iPhone first came out, a lot of people were not satisfied with what it was, but they recognized it had a lot of things, so they began to jailbreak them. Except it turned out that wasn't your property when you bought it. Jail for jailbreaking. When did the justice system become an enforcer for a giant corporation? If you have a dispute with a consumer or a customer, you sue them. You don't send the cops to haul them off to the slam. You shouldn't have to live in fear that some innocuous activity will end up ending your life, emptying your bank account, costing you your freedom. And be careful not to help an injured woodpecker. You might be breaking the law against harassing migratory birds. Heaven forbid that you have an eagle feather. That's another crime. And be sure you're not a rock and roll Ernest Stavros Blofeld like those Bond villains at Gibson Guitar, who allegedly possessed imported wood that might not have been harvested in strict accordance with Indian woodcutting statutes. Because ignorance of the law is no defense. Even if the law was promulgated in Mumbai. And I want you to know, knowing that now, because I didn't know that before I began this, that I feel so much safer now. Instead of a government of law, we're becoming a government of regulations, and opaque and indecipherable ones on the bargain. Making it even worse is the fact that there are strict liability statutes. Federal prosecutors do not even need to prove that you intended to commit a crime. Could be an accident. Could be something that happened on the side. I don't know. So you're just as guilty of a felony for having an eagle feather that you picked up off the forest floor as if you somehow managed to catch a bald eagle flying down and coming in to, you know, catch the rabbit. If you snatched one off of it, you know, that kind of kung fu quick. You just committed a crime. Or if you shoot them, same crime if you have a feather. Prosecutors have nearly unlimited discretion in choosing what charges to file. And this leads to overcharging, piling on of so many charges that a defendant is forced to plead guilty to something because he justifiably fears that one of the multitude of criminal courts will stick even. Some of this is going to stick even if he's innocent. So the system took a turn in the wrong direction when getting conviction supplanted doing justice, when it became outcome-based, I guess. So sometimes justice means dismissing a case, or better yet, not filing a case in the first place. And you might wonder why citizens don't stop this insanity at the grand jury level, where a panel of citizens hears evidence before issuing an indictment, except that today that centuries-old procedural safeguard is a little more than a sham. And prosecutors joke about how any one of them worth his salt can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. A ham sandwich. Maybe I just don't have that much of a sense of humor about things like the abrogation of our fundamental right. But that joke just isn't that funny to me. We need reform. And that reform should be led by conservatives. And no one is harder on crime, real crime, than we are. But there is no more conservative cause than returning our justice system to a condition where justice takes precedence over the system part. And it's good politics, too. Young people today famously support Obama and his progressive pals, but the liberals, or the leftists, they're not liberals, they've taken a lead in criminalizing everyday activity through mindless regulation at the behest of their contributors at Silicon Valley and Hollywood and among the environmentalist wackos. It's quite confusing. I'm glad I don't know any transgender people. I don't want to get in trouble, because I would, but I don't want to get in any trouble by not using their pronoun. And thankfully, I don't live in a state where that's a crazy law. And how about Congress withdraw the power of the agencies to determine what is and what isn't a crime? You know, the way the framers of the Constitution intended. And why not require that prosecutors prove the element of specific intent for every crime? And with those laws that remain after we scour the United States Code and excise the ones designed to save Verizon and other corporations the trouble of suing in civil court, let's set sentences that temper justice with mercy. Let's let the justices, or excuse me, the juries do their job they're supposed to do and hold the government accountable and make sure it meets that high beyond a reasonable doubt standard to take an American's liberty. How about letting defendants present exonerating evidence to grand juries? And let's require that prosecutors disclose plea bargain proposals to the jury. The jury that young Mr. Swartz never faced might have been interested that the U.S. attorney asking them for 35 years was willing to settle for 6 months. The feds are supposed to be very limited, but nowhere is it becoming less limited as quickly as the criminal justice arena. And it's time for the conservatives to strike a blow, like a crippling blow. But we as citizens need to stand up and do our job as jurors. If we do, prosecutors will be rightly afraid to even dare to present a case to us like the one against Aaron Swartz. It might be time to acquit the ham sandwich. During jury, I get called for jury selection just like everybody does. And when I do, if they say, state your name, profession. So if I get up there, Bill Frady, radio host, Genesis Communications, and I fill in locally at WORD. Everybody in the room turns at me, and nobody selects me to sit on any juries because they know I'm not going to convict the ham sandwich. I'm looking for the guy that stole the ham sandwich. That's all. That's all. Anyway, third hour is inbound. Going to talk to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.